Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shade. How may I assist you?
Yes, I am trying to get a refund according to your policy, and I have not gotten it yet.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
It's 35768.
35768.
Timothy Berry. Tim Berry, Timothy, or whatever.
Can you verify your address for me?
609 Wilson Street, Scottsboro, Alabama, 35768.
Okay. So let's see what's going on with the refund.
Yeah, I've emailed, and the email kicks back as a bad address. Sometimes it goes through, but I never get a reply. And I get stuck in a loop trying to get customer assistance on this other thing. Phone
okay,
number
so
you have.
It looks like you may have filed a dispute on the charge, sir.
I did. I went to the debit card company, and I did file a dispute on it, and they said it was turned down because everything looked legitimate to them. And I'm sitting here thinking, no way it wasn't.
Yes, so once
like
you filed a dispute, your financial institution did do an investigation on the charge, and they concluded that it was a valid charge, and that's why you are billed the $59.89.
Well, the valid charge was in the blink of an eye. I never clicked on make payment or accept payment or whatever. It just went by the flash of an eye. Next thing I know, I was getting billed for some kind of food company or whatever.
Yes, because it was included with the contest for the Dyson's vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
So the meal plan was included with that offer.
Okay. But I'm still trying to get my money back because I'm not going to use either one of them. I've been trying to get my money back ever since I realized what happened.
Yes, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to issue that refund since you did file a dispute on the charge. You would have to continue to contact your financial institution.
I have. And they sent me a letter back saying that I would have to get in touch with you if I wanted to try to get my money back.
Yes, is there nothing else we can do to the account since you did file a dispute?
Is what?
It's nothing else we can do to this account since you did file a dispute.
Okay, what am I going to do about a dispute? I got one with my credit card company or my debit card company. Who else do I need to file one with?
I'm afraid there's no more options.
In other words, you steal money and don't give it back. That's what happened, literally. That's what happened.
No, the information was provided in the terms and conditions that the meal plan was included.
It went, ma'am, I'm trying to tell you that stuff went by in the blink of the eye. I saw that ad from the meal company pop up and disappear. And about the time it disappeared, I saw my credit card information pop up and disappear. It just happened in the blink of the eye. I had no control over it.
I do apologize about any inconvenience, Mr. Berry, but I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
What about a lawsuit? I can do that.
Okay. So you would just have to contact your financial institution, sir.
I already have. They told me to contact you, try to get it from you myself. And if this is not going to work out, I can always get a lawyer to find to show how crooked you are.
Okay. Well, everything was legal, sir. Everything was provided to you in the terms and conditions. So I'm sorry. It is out of our hands.
I'm just asking, according to your policy, I want my money back. Your policy says within 30 days. I've been trying to call, and nobody would respond.
You had already filed a dispute.
I'm doing my part, but you're not doing your part.
You did your due diligence, sir, because you would have gave us a call before you filed the dispute. But since you filed a dispute, we cannot touch your account.
The dispute's been settled. The bank sent me a letter here saying that, you know,
they ruled in favor for us because the charge is valid, because the information was provided in the terms and conditions.
Not legally. It was stolen.
Okay, Mr. Berry, I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah, sure. Screw you.
Wow.